But even if you wanted to, if you were really pressed about it, go get you a direct flight. Yeah. And you'll be there in 3 hours, 2 hours, wherever you're going.
6 hours is the most, I think, direct flight. Or, well, maybe like 7.
Don't be sweating us later, like, you can't go from Hawaii to Puerto Rico in 10 hours.
You can't go from Alaska to Puerto Rico in 10 hours.
Nah,
I'm
pretty sure that's like a 6-hour flight.
Yeah, Hawaii, though. Hawaii to Puerto Rico, that's
there you go, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
That's the one.
Right, well, how far is it? Is that pretty far?
That's
I guess they're like this.
They're like on the
kind of opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're far out.
Well, you just think like New York to Miami, that's far already, so just kind of amp it up a little
like
more.
Florida to Alaska, or like
Florida to Alaska, but Hawaii is all the way. Have you seen
Alaska to fucking Hawaii? That probably
they're not
the longest,
that far. No, they're like
about
in the same
Alaska to Puerto
Alaska to Puerto Rico.
That's what I'm saying. No,
but Puerto Rico's
Hawaii.
Not really like
farther?
Hawaii.
Is
Puerto Rico's
the
not really a
no,
like part of America.
No, it is.
It's like it's not a state though. It's like
Hawaii's way out. It's like between Japan and America. It's like far,
yeah,
far,
true.
Far. You know, it's.
I want to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to Hawaii.
Right.
That's
me too.
I'm ready.
That sounds dope.
Yeah, I have a cousin out there too.
I heard the weed is pretty good too.
Go.
Yeah, they have some fire.
Fire.
Maui Waui.
Yeah, true. Maui Waui. Ooh, I can smell it now. All sweet.
Yeah. Oh, Hawaii, let's
yeah,
all go.
Like
let's go. Spider trip.
Span capital.
Good stuff.
And one of the things I want to talk about that we did talk about earlier is finding your team. Because you said it was like, it came to you and like, it all happened. Like we kind of talked about, shit happens.
Whew.
And it's like, you got to recognize when it does.
Yeah.
And pushing the
well,
old.
If you live in your truth, man, it all falls into place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pretty much what we talked about.
Work.
That's
if you live in your truth.
Yep.
You have
Bingo.
To do some false shit.
Then your shit
don't come.
Shit.
Shit won't come to fruition.
Or forcing it to happen,
right.
I think, is one of those other things.
It,
is that
it has to be real and organic.
Right,
that's
exactly.
It.
And I think a lot of times with me, what I've learned is that I had an idea and I knew what I was looking for in a team. I knew what I was looking for. It's just that I feel like when you ask the universe for certain things, or God, whoever you want to call it, the Most High, when you ask for certain things, you're going to get exactly that.
Right.
And especially when you know exactly what you want.
Right.
And I think I tried to come and be in control of what I thought I wanted,
right.
when really it just needed to
happen.
Boom, happen.
Yeah.
And it still did. That's the crazy thing is that I think had I not had some of the people that I no longer have on my team anymore, had I not had them, I wouldn't know how to like really, really appreciate the people that I have on my team currently. And that's no shade or anything like that. It's just really just saying like,
that's the whole part of it.
Yeah. You know,
it
just, it's
just
gotta be fine.
Yeah.
And then it happens for them too. Right. Cause they probably are going to go out and find something that's really true to their purpose as well.
Right.
Exactly what they asked
for.
That's
what everybody needed.
Yeah. It's like, when you think about it, everything happens because it's supposed to happen that way. And so I'm just like, I'm really blessed, man. I'm like, it's just crazy. Like the people that I have on my team right now, they are some really heavy go-getters. They are, man, they are hard workers and they're very supportive, like extremely supportive. And it shocks me sometimes because I'm just like, yo, I'm just thankful y'all wanna fuck with me, because I remember when I didn't have this, you
right.
know what I mean? Like I didn't have nothing, I didn't have no one. And for them to just come to me and be like, yo, we wanna help.
Right.
And we want to be a part. Not only do we want to help, but we want to be a part of this. Like being a part of something, being a unit, it means way different to me.
Yeah, you're invested.
This is why, again, that word gang, bae and gang,
right.
it's just, it means something to me for real. Bae. Like when you are bae gang, you are
part of the team.
You are part of the
right.
team. Like
right.
we are out here to
we're doing
thrive.
It together. Yeah.
Together. There is
it's
no
a
I,
right.
there is no
uh-huh.
you. It's a
it has to be
all
together or else it don't happen.
Absolutely. And I might be the front and center of the whole thing, but at the end of the day, I always, always recognize that I could not be where I am today without my fucking team pushing me, telling people exactly every basketball team.
There's a leader of every team.
I'm telling you, man. And, yeah, of every team for sure. And it's just like, just when I think about that, about, you know, my team and how much they help me and how much they believe in me and believe that we can all thrive off of this. It's, man, it just makes me feel good because I'm like, damn, like I put in a lot of work for this shit, and it's just nice to have people recognize that shit in me. It means a lot to me.
For sure. And that's what we talked about earlier, like even with us, man, like me, you and Sin, everything fell into place. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
That's how it needed to happen too, you know?
Exactly.
It was like at the right time, sin dropped it.
Find it.
Added that perfect.
Grasp it. You know what I mean?
No, for
we're
sure.
About,
it's awesome.
See, I started. If you do that shit, I'm going to get paid for that motherfucker.
He made the intro, they put it on the ad libs, and we were like, all of us were like,
I'm always doing music. I'm used to doing music, so I got dubs and everything.
Yeah,
I got three or four of y'all want shit. Really, when we really get with it, you know, I just gave him a little bit.
Let me EQ it up.
Yeah, I can get that shit, you know?
It was
but,
so funny.
Hell yeah.
It's a refined version, so you should have heard that. You have the old one, you should show it.
The old one was just basic.
No, we did it with it, like, while we're sitting next to
it. We were sitting, we didn't even know he was doing it.
He does this shit, y'all.
Yeah, the first one was basic, because it was the studio, and I can't just, like, jump in and, you know what I mean, hey, let me see your shit real quick, do this. And this one, I just, you know, I like something in music. I'm putting dubs and everything.
He puts auto-tune on there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, everything.
I'm like sitting next to him,
like
hearing this, like, what is he doing?
What is he doing?
While we're here,
hey, hold on,
like,
check this out real quick.
Still
like, you should have heard the ghetto explosion though that I was in. That was pretty bad.
He was like,
that's what I smoked. You know, because I didn't grab the rib though, but you know, I made it work real quick.
We recorded the show even with that.
We might laughing about it. Hey, we make it happen, shit. You know what I mean?
Oh man, that's probably everybody's favorite part too. Like,
that's on the release files. We'll have to, like, we'll have to sneak it in there a couple times, you know what I mean? Be like the ghetto one.
But that's the thing about team, it's like becomes family. So that's dope that you have a whole family. I mean, think about like when we first met, like you didn't, I mean, you had people like a team, but now you have like this whole team family. It's like,
for sure. No, I didn't have a team then, girl. Like, that's the crazy part. I did not have a team then.
Yeah.
It was scary, man. I was having to do a lot on my own, man. It's crazy, man. But like, yeah.
Your team was your band. Yeah.
Yeah, my team was pretty much that, you know. But they still had to do their thing too. You know what I mean? So, but we'll always be a team. That's for sure. Always be a team. Always.
Another thing about teams that we talked about earlier is just the little nice things, the not beating up the sound man, being nice to the sound man.
Please be nice to your sound man. Yo, they don't get enough credit. They do not get enough credit for what they do. Like, I was telling you, like, about when
it was hot.
It was hot as hell, and Amezy invited me to perform on his set to open for Wale. And I remember us being at sound check, and I was like, yo. I was like, it's hot as shit out here. This poor girl is sweaty. Yo, it was hot as shit. And then like I was asking her, you know, just, you know, I was just like, hey, you know, I can't really hear myself on my mic, you know, is it's okay if you just turn it up a little bit? She like barked at me. She was like, oh, give me a second. I was like, oh shit. I was like, oh. But then I looked and I didn't take it personally because I looked at her. I was like, that poor baby, she's so hot. She's like, she's stressed out. She's probably been barked at all day by people, getting on her fucking nerves. Yeah. It's hot as shit. Nobody has brought this woman water. Yeah. I went in the back and I grabbed her a couple waters. And I was like, hey, I brought you some water. I know it's hot as shit out here. And I'm sorry, girl. Like, you're doing a great job and I appreciate you. I left. The next week, I came to open for 112.
That is the sweetest
and
shit.
I brought them a whole little gift basket. I bought them towels. This little basket where you could put ice in there so they could put their towels on ice. I brought them little hand fans, rechargeable hand fans, and they were using them. Yep. And then I brought them a little mini bar, so it had a bunch of like different alcohols in there. I didn't know what anybody drank, so I got the tequila, I got the whiskey, I got the cognac. Damn. You know, I put it all in there. It don't cost much. They'd be
tight.
Like,
no, so
up
dope.
To what, $2, $3? You're gonna spend on a shooter. And then the little fans was like $3. I went to the dollar store to get towels and a little basket, the little bucket.
You did all of that like before your show.
Yeah, I did it right before my show because I was like, they're gonna be hot as fucking irritated. And like, I know it would make me feel so much better. It would make me feel so good if someone thought about me and brought me that. When I know I'm just like, just the thought
they're
of
trying
it.
Trying to work out.
You know what I'm saying? Their
job is to make sure everything works right.
Yeah, they are the reason why you sound so fucking good on stage.
So did you sound so good on stage?
I sound so good on stage. I felt really good on stage. They did an amazing job. Aww. And they were so nice to me afterwards. It's amazing what you can do. Yeah, shout out to Love It Pavilion Sound people. Y'all are amazing. I really appreciate y'all. Like, y'all had me sounding good, and y'all were so kind to me. And it was so very nice.
Were they so thankful when you get, were they like,
oh my gosh. And it made me feel good too. Because I was like, I know it's hot. I would feel the same way. Like, I'm an empath. So, like, when I saw how much their face lit up, I was just like,
I was crying.
I got y'all, man. Yeah. I got y'all. I got you. Right.
But that's what we talked about.
Yeah, take care of your sound, man.
You make that imprint with them. Next time you do perform, your fucking sound's gonna be a super.
Shit, I hope so. I'm still going. I'm gonna pop up on everybody with the mini bar.
All the sound.
I don't even care if anybody copies me. Please do it. Right. Copy me. Please take care of your sound, people. Yeah, like, do give exactly them some liquor, that.
Blunt or two,
you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Pop, you know, give them a little some.
Well, pull up, yeah.
You feel me? Like,
come
shit.
Be good and get your sound.
Exactly.
Right.
So water, like handy. Little things like water, gotcha. Little things, just tiny things right. like that, you know. Mm-hmm. But I feel like alcohol and weed is like definitely the top two. Yeah. Probably the best people pleasers. You feel me? Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm like,
this
yo, you stressed out. Take
man.
A shot.
The stress a little
take
bit.
Your little shot. You a little stressed out right now. Smoke this. Yeah. Hit this real quick. Hit this unicorn tears.
Yeah,
Mr. Soundman, is that blunt? You know what's funny is you sound like Mama Sun right there the other night because we went to Denny's. This fool was fucking tripping it up, and she all like just calm. It was like, hey, are you all right? Tell him, Sin, because you
there,
you
like,
saved the night.
Nah, we're
there.
Nah, we're there at 3 in the morning.
3 in the morning.
I was like 2. Come on, it was like 2.
I got home at like 3:15, bro, and I left way before you guys did.
So the guy, he was just like
stressed out.
Stressed the fuck out.
Like,
he was like, I don't give a fuck.
Like,
he
was like, I was like, oh gosh. Is he
going to
do something crazy?
Yeah, he's going to
place up.
Is he
going to
do something crazy?
Right?
And then he came towards it.
That's why this fool was like, I'm leaving. He's like, I'll Venmo you the money for the hot chocolate. I'm out.
Thanks for the hot chocolate. I'm out.
Oh, yeah. What did
I'm
you say about tonight. Hot chocolate? He kept on telling me to.
It's because we ordered a hot chocolate. He's like, I want ice cream instead. And he's like, you're going to have to pay for it.
And we're like, no, pay for it.
That's extra. No, he goes, that's extra. And I'm like, I know, that's okay. And he's like,
you're going to have to pay for it either
I'm going to pay for it. Yeah, and he's like, but he had to tell me it was extra twice. It was just weird.
It was funny.
But whatever.
No, he told I just told him to pay for it.
Right.
Like, I ain't broke,
that's
son.
Beside the point. But that's beside the point. Yeah. I had told him. Or he was just like stressed, and he comes over, and I was like, are you okay? He's like, no, I'm gonna fucking quit today. Like, he said,
I don't give a fuck about nothing.
And like, but he had like so many tables, and he's like, I can't stand here anymore. And I'm like, well, all right, well, we're really hungry, and we were just hoping that you could just put 3 orders in. You're gonna be okay. I think you can handle it.
We did
it.
Get the food fast.
I was just
fast.
Like really just sweet to him. And like, he
give
just
him some words.
I was like, you're gonna be okay. Just
she
like,
was.
Just,
she was trying like
it.
That.
You know,
we were the only 4 people.
I was like, don't worry, we got you. Like,
that we're not on meth. We're the only 4 people in there that were not on meth. I am not joking to you. I swear God, I am not joking.
That's why he hates his job.
Everybody in there. Him too. He was all meth too. This was like all meth out.
Like, he left early. He saw the reaction of everybody before, and he made everybody feel tense in there. Do you know what I'm saying? Because energy is real.
Yeah.
And like, so I just told him, I was like, just relax. Or just, I just said something like, you're gonna be good. Everything's gonna be okay. Be okay to order. Make 3 orders, and he took it, and then made, and it came out like that. It was just.
Sin is all mom did my
and he
quick.
Just.